Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Welcome to Tigers in 20 Off the Boards, a Go Tigers 247 audio podcast hosted by lead writer Christian Fowler, where he brings you the latest interviews with players, top recruits, coaches, and more in both football and basketball across the city of Memphis and around the nation. Here is your host, Christian Fowler.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Off the Boards. I am your host, Christian Fowler, and joining me is Go Tigers 247 founder Brooks Hansen. And we have some massive breaking news today. Memphis has landed Imani Bates, who was the number two overall player in the 2022 class, recently reclassified to the 2021 class, so he will be on campus ASAP. Brooks, this is a player that we've talked about and national media has talked about for years. One of the most well-known high school basketball prospects of all time. What's your immediate reaction to Memphis landing Imani Bates?
I mean, it's massive. I dug up a tweet from the Go Tigers 247 account that I did in January of 2019, back when Imani Bates was being touted as a generational prospect. You know, the best prospect in high school basketball in 2019, aka 2.5 years ago, when he was a freshman in high school, and comparing him to Penny Hardaway and what he could do at that age, at his size, at his position in terms of ball handling, shooting, his ability to make plays. He's just, you can knock a prospect all you want as he continues his development process, but Imani Bates, there's no denying that every scout, every media member has talked about this kid for 3+ years now as the next big thing. And now he's enrolling under the coach that I compared him to 2.5 years ago. It's a really, really big moment for the University of Memphis and Penny Hardaway. If there's anybody who can maximize the potential of Imani Bates at this level, as a similar type of prospect, it's Penny Hardaway. There's no other coach in college basketball, none, that have the same similarities to Imani Bates as a player. Penny Hardaway is the perfect coach for him. And so adds to a roster that is already stacked. Imani Bates can play multiple positions, including the point guard, because he is that good with the ball in his hands. Another big point guard prospect that I compare him to is a player that was in the same time frame with Penny Hardaway, and that's Jalen Rose. And, you know, you combine those two prospects, and he gives Memphis exactly what they need for the 2021-22 basketball season.
Yeah, and you mentioned him being a point guard, and everybody's probably like, whoa, whoa, he's listed as a small forward, like he's 6'10". What are you talking about, Brooks? But like you mentioned, he has those ball handling skills. He has the court vision. He has the basketball IQ. And as we know, it's been well documented and well talked about, Memphis's biggest weak point at this time, before this commitment, has been the point guard position. That's been the talk of really the offseason, is what are they going to do at point guard? It's been a question that Penny's been asked multiple times. And as we say, I don't even want to say it because everybody knows what I'm going to say, but Penny always has a plan, and Penny always knows what he's going to do way before we know. So I don't think you could ask for a better addition. And I know Imani Bates had an incredible high school career, and Brooks, you tell me what you think about this, but I think he's much better suited for the collegiate and the pro game. Just the way that his skill set is, being able to have a little bit more spacing, a little bit faster paced game, I think works for him. I know high school, especially here, you know, obviously we don't know how it is everywhere because we're not in every state, but it's a little bit slower here. And that's not how Memphis plays. Memphis plays very fast paced up and down the floor, and I think that's perfect for Imani Bates' skill set. And I think he meshes well with what you already have on the roster as far as length, athleticism, size. He's the exact fit that you would want at the point guard position. And Brooks, you know, we talked about at the top of the episode him being a generational prospect, and I feel like his stock has went down from a national media perspective because we know whoever gets hyped the most by the national media is who everybody's going to look at. So why do you think that is? Why do you think he's kind of went down a little bit? You haven't heard as much about him as you did when he was a freshman and a sophomore. What do you think the reason for that is?
I think people were partially blinded by COVID. You know, you don't see a prospect in person for so long. And you think that somehow, miraculously, on the other side, they're going to come out looking like Kevin Durant today. You know, I think some of these analysts came out on the other side of COVID and actually got out on the road, began evaluating, and they were like, oh, well, Monty Bates doesn't look like KD today. Why? His development must have stalled. He must not be that good like we once thought he was. The other part is, you know, the pro kids, you see this with almost every pro kid. Michael Foster being another good example in the 2021 class. Michael Foster is a pro. He's so good. And people just don't talk about him.
Yeah, I think I saw him projected to go number 30 overall in next year's NBA draft.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really good, and people just overlook him because he's not considering the college option. There are so many national media guys that if you're not a college guy, they kind of start writing you off when they think you're going pro. And for the longest time, Amani Bates, the you know, front-running thought was Amani Bates is going pro. So you see a lot of people start to write him off, especially when you kind of you know, reject or diss, you know, a Hall of Famer in the college coaching ranks the way that Amani Bates did. So, you know, it is what it is. I would say this, regardless. And I even texted y'all before I knew that Memphis had a legitimate shot. I said, you know, a lot of these dudes, they do a great job. But there's no way that anyone can convince me that Amani Bates isn't the best prospect long-term in that class when 247 Sports bumped Jalen Duren over Amani. And that's not a knock on Jalen at all. Amani is just that good of a prospect. So part of the other, you know, the other part of that equation is that Amani plays on a homegrown you know, AAU program for his dad, and they're just not that great. They're solid. They're not great, though. You know, you compare their roster to the roster of a team like Team Final that won it all, and there's no comparison. So teams are able to run double teams at Amani, try to force the ball out of his hands, force bad shots. He's not playing within the flow of a, you know, high-level offense with other extremely good players, but today is a day for Memphis fans and the University of Memphis basketball coaching staff to celebrate because it's a massive moment. And I will stick by that Penny Hardaway, Jalen Rose comparison. I think that those two are a perfect you know, mold to put Amani Bates in. I think that he can be that point guard, small forward combo like both of those guys were. I think Penny Hardaway was a lot more creative with the ball in his hands, had the ball on a string much more than Amani Bates does. But that's also not a knock on Amani Bates, because Penny Hardaway was special. You know, he was a generational talent with the ability that he had with the ball in his hands at 6'8".
Yeah, and kind of to that point, when you have what Memphis now has on roster, you don't necessarily, and we've been saying this before Amani Bates even came on, when you have the type of talent and length and size that Memphis has, you don't necessarily have to have a traditional point guard, because everybody can handle the ball, everybody can bring the ball up the floor, and that's what Penny Hardaway and the staff are trying to do. They're trying to say, we don't need a traditional point guard that's going to get 8-9 assists a game and score 2 or 3 points, like your throwback point guard. we're good enough, we're long enough, we're athletic enough that we trust all of our guys to grab a rebound, run the floor, and make the right decision. And this speaks to that move even more because it's Penny saying, look, we still don't need a traditional point guard. We just got arguably the best player in high school basketball, and we're going to let him play the one because we can. So I love the way that Penny Hardaway goes about that. We never know what he's going to do, but it's always going to be something special. Yeah, you can't hold me down. Yeah, how you like me now? You won't beef to have a call. Oh, it's like bling blow.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Finally, not Linda got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here. I did not call on the play. I came to dominate. 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 I did not call on the play. I came to dominate. Dominate, I did not come to play, I came to dominate, 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 I did not come to play, I came to dominate.
Like you said, it's just another day to celebrate for Memphis because this is absolutely massive. And you mentioned, Brooks, that, you know, in the 2022 class, which Imani is not a part of anymore, that you believe that he was the long-term best player. And I want to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot here. When it comes to high school basketball, including the 2021 class, is he the best player long-term, potential-wise?
Okay, so a lot of people are going to hate on me for this. And I don't think I've ever said it publicly. I think I've said it in conversation with people. But my personal opinion is that Jaden Hardy is the best pro prospect, regardless of class, in United States high school basketball, including the 2021 class. We know that, you know, the majority of that class has enrolled in a college, but I personally love Jaden Hardy and what he brings to the court. I think translating to the NBA's game and what he brings to the table at that size, he will be an elite level superstar type of player in the NBA 5 years from now. And do I think that Imani Bates has that type of potential? Yes. But I think Jaden Hardy is a surefire, elite, you know, all-star level type of kid down the line. That's my answer to that question on who I think that player is. But Imani Bates, Jalen Duren, I think both of them, I think Jalen Duren projects long-term just as well as Paolo Banchero, who's enrolling at Duke, and many people argued to be in contention for that number one spot with Chet Holmgren. So I think long-term, both of those guys project. I think Paolo is probably a little bit more skilled than Jalen today, but they're very similar types of players. I think long-term for me, Jalen Duren, if he can get himself to where he's in the mold of a right-handed Julius Randle type of player in the league, and his impact for the Knicks right now, that level of impact, that's ideal for him. So with both of those guys, with Imani going to 2021, with Jalen Duren going to 2021, this whole discussion, I'm putting Chet Holmgren at number one in that class. I think he still stands strong at that position. I would probably put Amani Bates at number two, Jalen Duren at three, and Paolo Banchero at four. Jaden Hardy, 247 Sports, has him as the number three prospect without those reclassifications. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think he's got the highest ceiling in terms of how he projects to the NBA. So I'm fine with just leaving Jaden Hardy wherever you want. He's going to make an impact. But both of those guys are, you know, they're really, really good at the top of that class. And Amani Bates is right there with Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, I think needless to say, and people are probably wondering why we're getting off the point, but we'll talk about that in a second. I think it's easy to say that when you look at this class, the top five or six in this class, that there could be multiple multi-time All-Star / Hall of Fame players. And this 2021 class is special, basically, is what I'm trying to say here.
I texted someone last night with this news, and I said, this 2021 class, you look back, it could be as good as the 2007 class that everyone says was, like, you know, the new face of the NBA. You know, this class, Patrick Baldwin Jr. was the number one player for the longest time, and now he's going to be on the verge of being pushed outside of the top 10.
Right.
That's how good this class is.
And this was a class that initially was looked at as extremely weak. I don't know if you remember, but 2 years ago, I'm sure you do, 2 years ago when Patrick Baldwin was the number one player, everybody was saying the 21 class was a huge fall off from 2020, that it wasn't a good class. And here we are, and like we're saying, this could be one of the best classes in recent memory for sure.
Yeah, and so for Memphis to be able to land a guy that's in contention for the number one spot, who's up there in consideration in that 2021 class, is, you cannot understate how important it is, especially given the amount of hype, attention, buzz that will follow him to the University of Memphis campus. So, massive win for Penny Hardaway and the staff. Tons of buzz now surrounding the University of Memphis basketball program as it heads into Penny Hardaway's fourth season. So, Christian, anything else? Any last thoughts?
Yeah, one last thing. So, we are expecting more news in the coming days/weeks, or maybe it's already happened at this point, so people may be wondering where this fits in the flow of things. We have, you know, everybody knows we do our breaking news podcast individually. So once all this news that we're expecting to come happens, then we will do a bigger, more contextual outlook podcast on the season and what Memphis has added. So in case people are wondering, there's your disclaimer.
Yeah. So think about these individual episodes as puzzle pieces. And what we'll do is, once all the puzzle pieces are laid down on the table and they all fit together nice and pretty, we're going to come back together and have a massive reaction podcast. Maybe even take some Q&A on what this all means, or just even read some of the funniest comments from the message board, because you guys are a trip right now. That the message board is on fire and we love it. So, Christian, anything else?
I'm good.
All right, I got nothing else. That's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tigers in 20 Off the Boards. If you enjoyed this interview, we would love for you to leave a comment and a rating wherever you download your podcasts. If you are interested in daily content all about the University of Memphis athletic program, please hop over to www.gotigers247.com. Articles are uploaded daily, and you can join the Go Tigers 247 family by signing up for the VIP membership for even more behind-the-scenes information.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.